2004年深冬，首尔的寒风吹得安迪鲁宾的风衣猎猎作响。
In the deep winter of 2004, the cold wind in Seoul blew Andy Rubin's windbreaker fiercely.
他刚刚带着自己的八人团队走出三星总部的董事会会议室。
He just walked out of the Samsung headquarters board meeting room with his 8-person team.
脸上还残留着被当众羞辱的灼热感。
The lingering feeling of being publicly humiliated remained on his face.
就在半小时前
Just half an hour ago,
鲁宾站在巨大的投影幕布前
Robin stood in front of the large projection screen,
将二十多位西装革履的三星高管
like a group of well-dressed Samsung executives in their 20s,
描绘着一个疯狂的愿景
depicts a crazy vision.
我们要做一个免费开源的手机操作系统。
We want to create a free and open source mobile operating system.
打破微软和诺基亚对行业的垄断，回应
Breaking Microsoft and Nokia's industry dominance.
他的不是提问
is not asking.
而是长达三分钟令人窒息的沉默。
Instead, there was a 3-minute silence that was suffocating.
然后，一位三星高管用带着嘲讽的口吻打破了寂静。
Then a Samsung executive broke the silence with a sarcastic tone.
你们只有八个人。
You only have 8 people.
凭什么觉得自己能做操作系统
？Why do I think I can do an operating system?
我们三星有2000人在干。
We have 2,000 people working at Samsung.
这个都还没做成。
This hasn't been done yet.
你们是吃错药了吗
？Did you take the wrong medicine?
会议室里爆发出一阵哄笑，鲁宾和他的工程师们就这样被笑出了董事会大门。
A burst of laughter erupted in the meeting room as Robin and his engineers were laughed out of the door.
没有人知道这支被整个行业看不起的小团队。
No one knew this small team, which was ridiculed by the entire industry.
即将在一年后改变整个世界的移动互联网格局。
The mobile internet will change the entire world's landscape in 1 year.
Android 的故事其实始于一个完全错误的方向。
The story of Android actually began in a completely wrong direction.
2003年。
2003.
鲁宾在帕洛阿尔托创立 Android 的公司时
，When Rubin founded Android in Palo Alto，
最初的商业计划是做智能相机操作系统。
The initial plan was to develop an operating system for smart cameras.
他想让数码相机能自动同步照片到云端。
He wanted to make it possible for digital cameras to automatically sync photos to the cloud.
但很快就发现这个市场太小了。
But soon I realized that the market was too small.
日本的佳能、尼康们根本不会用第三方系统。
Japanese Canon and Nikon users don't use third-party systems.
而智能手机正在快速吞噬独立相机的市场。
And smartphones are rapidly devouring the market for standalone cameras.
2004年9月
September 2004.
鲁宾做出了一个艰难的决定。
Robinson made a difficult decision.
彻底转型做手机操作系统。
Completely transformed the mobile operating system.
但这个决定几乎把公司推向了死亡边缘。
However, this decision almost pushed the company to the brink of death.
在2004年的硅谷，免费开源的手机 OS 在风险投资人眼里。
In 2004, the free and open source mobile OS developed in Silicon Valley was seen as a risk by venture capitalists.
无异于天方夜谭。
It's no different from a fairy tale.
没有收入。
Reached the income.
没有用户，甚至没有成型的产品。
No users, no products.
Android 的现金流迅速枯竭。
Android's cash flow is rapidly drying up.
到了年底。
In the end.
公司连办公室的租金都付不起。 房东威胁要把他们赶出去。
The company is threatened with eviction by its landlord because it cannot afford to pay the rent.
走投无路的鲁宾给老朋友史蒂夫·珀尔曼打了个电话。
When Robinson, who had no other choice, called his old friend Stephen Perlman,
珀尔曼没有多问。
Perlman didn't ask any more questions.
第二天就亲自送来了一个装着$10,000现金的信封。
The next day, he personally brought a letter containing $1,000 in cash.
随后又追加了一笔未公开金额的种子资金。
Subsequently, another undisclosed amount of seed funding was added.
最不可思议的是
The most amazing thing is,
他拒绝了任何股权。
He refused any equity.
我只是相信你和这个产品，这笔救命钱让 Android 勉强撑过了冬天。
I just believe that you and this life-saving money allowed Android to barely survive the winter.
但也只够再活几个月。
But it can only last for a few months.
鲁宾知道他必须尽快找到买家。
Robin knew he had to find a buyer as soon as possible.
否则
Otherwise,
一切都将化为乌有，三星的羞辱。
All will become nothing, the shame of the three stars.
让他彻底看清了传统硬件巨头的傲慢。
Let him see the arrogance of traditional hardware giants.
他们看到的只是八个穷酸的工程师。
They only saw eight poor engineers.
却看不到软件定义，硬件的时代正在到来。
But I can't see the era of software-defined hardware coming.
就在鲁宾几乎绝望的时候
，Just when Rubin was almost despairing,
一个意想不到的电话打了进来。
An unexpected phone call came.
电话那头是 Google 的联合创始人拉里·佩奇。
On the phone was Google co-founder Larry Page.
2005年初的 Google 正站在 PC 互联网的巅峰，刚刚完成 IPO， 市值突破$1,000,000,000，搜索广告收入以三位数的速度增长。
In the early days of 2005, Google was at the peak of the PC internet. It had just completed its IPO, and its market value had exceeded $100 billion. Its search advertising revenue was growing at a three-digit rate.
但在这片繁荣的表象之下
，But beneath this prosperous facade.
拉里·佩奇却被一种近乎偏执的焦虑。
Larry was plagued by a near obsessive anxiety.
折磨着，他看到的不是眼前的金山。
What he saw wasn't the gold in front of him.
而是即将到来的灭顶之灾。
But it's an impending disaster.
佩奇的办公室里有一个特殊的柜子。
There is a special cabinet in Mr. Pye's office.
里面放着100多部不同型号的手机。
There are over 100 different models of mobile phones inside.
这是 Google 移动团队的噩梦柜。
This is Google Mobile Team's nightmare.
为了给不同的手机开发搜索服务，工程师们必须逐台适配。每一部手机都有自己的操作系统。
In order for different mobile developers to develop search servers, they must have their own operating systems for each mobile phone.
屏幕尺
Ruler
寸和交互方式
Size and interaction method.
但这还不是最可怕的
But this is not the most terrible thing.
真正让佩奇夜不能寐的是移动互联网时代的三重封杀令。
The fear is that Pepe will not be able to withstand the triple blockade in the mobile internet era.
第一重是电信运营商的围墙花园。
In the garden of the power company.
在那个年代。
In that era.
运营商才是手机市场的绝对主宰。
Operators are the absolute masters of the mobile market.
他们决定手机预装什么应用。
What applications should be pre-installed on the phone?
默认搜索引擎是
Default search engine.
甚至可以直接屏蔽任何他们不喜欢的服务。
Who can even block and refuse to use services they don't like?
如果运营商想把 Google 搜索从手机上拿掉，
If operators want to remove Google search from mobile phones,
Google 毫无还手之力。
Google is helpless.
第二重是微软的降维锁定。
The second is Microsoft's dimensionality locking.
微软正在把 PC 时代的霸权复制到手机端。
Microsoft is replicating its PC dominance in the mobile world.
Windows Mobile 内置 IE 浏览器。
Windows Mobile has a built-in IE browser.
默认搜索是 Moz Mo， 佩奇永远忘不了微软是。
If the search is MS More Page, never forget Microsoft Soft.
如何用系统预装掐死网景浏览器的？
How to install and use the pre-installed Netscape Navigator browser.
如果 Windows Mobile 成为手机标准，
If Windows Mobile becomes the standard for mobile phones,
Google 的搜索帝国将不攻自破。
Google's search empire is crumbling.
第三重是硬件厂商的封闭生态。
Google is a hardware vendor with a closed ecosystem.
诺基亚的 Symbian、 黑莓的 BlackBerry OS 都是高度封闭的。
Noah's Symbian and BlackBerry OS are all highly closed.
只内置自家或合作方的服务。
It is built in with services from its own or partner companies.
Google 想进入联盟。
Google wants to enter the LVM Linux virtual machine.
门都没有，佩奇清醒地意识到。
Without Pexi realizing it,
移动互联网不是 Google 的下一个机会。
Mobile Internet is not Google's next opportunity,
而是他的生死劫。
Instead, it was his death and rebirth.
如果手机成为人们接入互联网的主要方式，
If mobile phones become the primary way people access the Internet,
而 Google 又无法控制手机入口，
And Google cannot control the phone's entrance.
那么今天的千亿帝国，
So the trillion dollar empire today,
明天就会变成一座失去空气供给的孤岛。
It will soon become an island without air supply.
它需要一个武器，
He needs a weapon.
一个能打破所有封锁的武器，
A weapon that can break through all barriers.
就在这时，
Just then,
他听说了安迪·鲁宾和他的 Android。
He heard about Andy Rubin and his Android.
当鲁宾带着他的原型机和商业计划书
，When Rubin brought his prototype and business plan,
走进 Google 总部
，entered Google headquarters.
那间狭小的会议室时
，in that small conference room,
佩奇几乎立刻就明白了
，Pete immediately understood.
这就是他一直在找的东西。
This is exactly what he was looking for.
鲁宾的演示并不完美。
Rubin's presentation was not perfect.
甚至有些粗糙。
Even more crude.
但他提出的免费开源手机 OS 的构想。
But his idea of a free and open source mobile OS.
精准地击中了 Google 所有的痛点。
Accurately pinpointed all the pain points of Google.
佩奇打断了鲁宾关于收入预测的部分。
Hatch interrupted Rubin's part about income forecasting.
说出了那句后来被无数次引用的话。
He said the famous quote that would later be quoted countless times.
你们只需要专注于做出最好的手机系统。
You just need to focus on making the best mobile system.
剩下的变现问题由我们来解决。
The remaining monetization issues will be solved by us.
鲁宾原本只是想要一笔过桥。
Robin originally just wanted to cross the bridge.
投资。
Investment.
让团队能活下去。
Let the team survive.
但佩奇给了他一个完全意想不到的答案。
But Peggy gave him a completely unexpected answer.
Google 不打算投资。
Google is not planning to invest.
而是要全资收购 Android. 这桩
Instead, it should be a full acquisition of Android.
后来被称为科技史上最成功并购的交易。
Later known as the most successful merger and acquisition in the history of technology.
却以一种近乎隐秘的方式完成了没有摩根士丹利的银团。
However, it completed the syndicate without Morgan Stanley.
没有复杂的财务模型。
No complex financial models.
没有冗长的董事会审议。
No lengthy board deliberations.
甚至连当时的 Google CEO 埃里克·施密特都被蒙在鼓里。
Even Google CEO Eric Schmidt was fooled.
佩奇和布林这两位创始人直接绕过了所有常规流程。
The founders, Page and Lin, bypassed all the usual procedures directly.
他们知道。
They know.
如果把这个计划提交给高管层讨论。
If this plan is submitted for discussion by the executive team.
一定会被否决。
Will definitely be rejected.
花5000万元美元收购一家没有收入。
Spend $500 million to acquire a company with no revenue.
没有产品。
No product.
只有8个工程师的初创公司。
Only an 8-person startup.
在任何一本商学院教科书里都是彻头彻尾的疯狂。
This is completely insane.
但佩奇不在。
But Pexi is not.
在乎，他看到的不是一家小公司。
He saw not a small company, but
而是一张价值$10,000,000,000的战略期权。
It's a strategic option worth billions of dollars.
整个谈判只用了不到一个月。
The entire negotiation only took less than a month.
双方甚至没有进行严格的尽职调查。
Neither side even conducted a thorough due diligence.
Google 不需要看 Android 的财务报表。
Google doesn't need to look at Android's financial statements.
因为他本来就没有。佩奇。
Because he didn't have a pygmy to begin with.
也不需要评估鲁宾团队的技术能力。
Also, no need to evaluate the technical capabilities of the Rubinoff team.
因为他知道，在整个硅谷，没有人比他们更懂移动操作系统。
Because he knew that no one in Silicon Valley knew mobile operating systems better than them.
2005年7月11日
July 11, 2005
Google 正式以$50,000,000的价格收购 Android.
Google officially acquired Android for $50 million.
这个数字在当时的 Google 看来简直就是九牛一毛。
This number seemed like a drop in the bucket to Google at the time.
Google 当年的全部收购支出是$13 billion.
Google's total acquisition expenditure was $1.3 billion.
而 Android 只占了不到40%.
And Android only accounted for less than 40%.
直到交易完成后。
Until the transaction is completed.
施密特才知道这件事。
Schmidt found out about it.
几年后
A few years later,
他在一次发布会上略带自嘲地说
He jokingly said at a press conference,
有一天拉里和谢尔盖就这样把 Android 给买了下来。
One day, Larry and Sergey just bought an Android.
而作为 CEO 的我
As the CEO,
甚至都没有注意到这场黑市拍板的交易。
They didn't even notice the deal that was brokered on the black market.
完美诠释了创始人驱动型公司的优势。
Perfectly illustrates the advantages of founder-driven companies.
当所有人都在用财务模型评估资产价值时
When everyone is using financial models to assess asset value,
佩奇用他的战略眼光看到了别人看不到的未来。
Patch saw the future that others couldn't see.
而远在韩国的三星
and the Samsung in South Korea,
在得知这个消息后才如梦初醒。
I only realized it when I heard the news.
一位三星高管紧急致电鲁宾，用完全不同的口吻。
A Samsung executive urgently called Rubin using a completely different tone.
表示希望重新谈判，但
Expressing the desire to renegotiate,
一切都太晚了。
But it was too late.
历史的车轮已经滚滚向前。
The wheels of history have long turned.
收购完成后
after the acquisition.
Google 内部爆发了一场激烈的辩论。
There was a heated debate within Google.
Android 应该走微软的路线。
Android should follow Microsoft's path.
向手机厂商收取授权费。
Charge licensing fees to mobile phone manufacturers.
还是做自主品牌的手机。
Still make independent brand mobile phones.
直接和诺基亚竞争，配齐。
Directly compete with Nokia.
做出了一个让所有人都大跌眼镜的决定。
Made a decision that surprised everyone.
Android 完全免费，并且开放源代码。
Android is completely free and open source.
这在当时被认为是疯了，花5000万美元买来的资产。
This was considered insane at the time, spending $50 million on an asset.
居然免费送给所有人用，但这正是佩奇最高明的地方。
Actually, it's free and given to everyone. This is where the best of peace.
他深谙一个商业真理。
He is well aware of a business truth.
当你的核心产品是服务时，
When your core product is a service,
你应该把它的互补品变成免费。
You should make its complementary product free.
Google 的核心产品不是操作系统。
Google's core products are not operating systems.
而是搜索广告。
Instead, search for ads.
操作系统是搜索的互补品。
Operating systems are complementary to search.
操作系统越便宜。
The system is cheaper.
越普及，使用 Google 搜索的人就越多。
The more people use Google, the more widespread it will become.
于是，一场名为 Buy to Open 的阳谋。
So it was a scheme called Buy to Open.
正式上演。
Premiere.
Google 没有把 Android 藏起来自己用。
Google doesn't hide Android and use it for its own purposes.
而是把它做成了整个行业的公共基础设施。
Instead, it was made into a public infrastructure for the entire industry.
他对手机厂商说
It said to the phone manufacturers,
你们不用再向微软交每台10几美元的授权费了。
You no longer have to pay Microsoft licensing fees for each machine costing over $10.
Android 的免费给你们用。
Free for you to use.
还可以随便修改。
You can modify it freely.
他对运营商说。
He told the operator.
说你们不想被苹果的封闭生态绑架。
You don't want to be trapped by Apple's closed ecosystem.
也不想被微软收保护费。
I don't want to be charged a protection fee by Microsoft.
那就加入我们吧。
Join us.
Android 允许你们深度定制，预装你们自己的服务。
Android allows you to deeply customize pre-installed services and use your own services.
他对芯片商说
He said to the chip manufacturers,
统一的操作系统会带动更多智能设备出货。
A unified operating system will drive more smart devices to be shipped.
你们的芯片会卖得更好。
Your chips will sell better.
他对开发者说
He said to the developers,
你们终于不用为每一台手机单独适配了一个应用。
You no longer have to develop a separate app for each phone.
可以跑遍所有 Android 设备。
Can run on all Android devices.
2007年11月
November 2007
Google 联合34家行业巨头成立了开放手机联盟，成员
Google, in collaboration with 34 industry giants, has established the Open Mobile Alliance, OMA, a consortium of members,
包括 HTC, 摩托罗拉
including HTC, Motorola,
三星 LG, 高通
Samsung, LG, Qualcomm,
T-Mobile 等
T-Mobile, etc.
几乎所有产业链核心玩家
Almost all core players in the industry.
这不是一个松散的联盟。
This is not a loose alliance.
而是一个精心设计的囚徒困境。
It is a carefully designed prisoner's dilemma.
谁不加入?
Who doesn't join?
谁就会被免费的 Android 淘汰?
Who will be eliminated by free Android?
而所有人加入后,
And after everyone joined,
Android 就成了事实上的行业标准。
Android has become the de facto industry standard.
当然,
Of course,
天下没有免费的午餐。
There is no free lunch in the world.
Google 的慷慨背后藏着一个完美的特洛伊木马结构，表层免费开源的操作系统。
Behind Google's generosity lies a perfect Trojan horse structure. The surface is a free and open source operating system.
送给所有厂商。
Give to all manufacturers.
中层。
Middle.
帮助厂商摆脱微软、诺基亚和运营商的控制。
Help manufacturers break free from Microsoft, Nokia, and operator control.
把 Google 搜索
Google search
地图
Map
Gmail
Gmail
YouTube 等核心服务深度植入系统
Deeply embedded in the system, such as YouTube.
你可以免费使用 Android.
You can use Android for free.
但如果你想获得完整的 Google 移动服务
But if you want to get the full Google mobile services,
就必须签署两份协议。
You must sign two agreements.
第一份是 MADA 移动应用分发协议。
The first one is the MADA mobile application distribution agreement.
你必须预装全套 Google 应用。
You must pre-install the full suite of Google apps.
将 Google 搜索设为默认搜索引擎。
Set Google Search as default search engine.
并把 Google 搜索框和 Play 商店放在手机主屏幕最显眼的位置。
And put the Google search bar and the Play Store on the most prominent position on the phone's home screen.
第二份是 Alpha.
The second one is Alpha.
你不能开发任何基于 Android 的独立分支系统。
You cannot develop any independent branch system based on Android.
否则将被全面剥夺。
Otherwise, they will be completely deprived.
GMS 授权。
GS authorization.
通过这两份协议。
Through these two agreements.
Google 在看似开放的生态之上建立了一套隐形的铁幕。
Google has established an invisible iron curtain within its seemingly open ecosystem.
它用免费换来了全球数十亿设备的默认入口权。
It gained default access rights for billions of devices worldwide for free.
用开源换来了整个行业的生态控制权。
Gained control of the entire industry ecosystem through open source.
2008年9月
September 2008
第一款 Android 手机 T-Mobile G1 正式发布
The first Android phone T-Mobile G1 is officially released
没有人想到
No one thought
这个略显粗糙的系统
This somewhat crude system
会在短短几年内横扫全球
Will sweep the world in a short period of time
2010年 ,Android 市场份额超过 iPhone。
In 2010, Android's market share exceeded that of iPhone.
2013年
,2013,
全球 80% 的智能手机都搭载了 Android 系统。
Approximately 80% of smartphones worldwide are equipped with the Android system.
到2024年
By 2024,
Android 的月活跃设备超过30亿台。
Android has over 30 billion active devices.
覆盖手机。
Cover mobile phones.
电视。
Television.
汽车。
Cars.
智能手表等。
Smart watches, etc.
几乎所有智能终端。
Almost all smart terminals.
这笔五千万美元的投资带来了怎样的回报
？What position does this $5 million investment occupy？
从财务上看
，From a financial perspective，
Google 每年通过 Android 获得的移动广告收入超过$2,000亿。
Google earns over $200 billion in mobile advertising revenue from Android every year.
Google Play 商店的年收入超过$1,000亿。
Google Play Store's annual revenue exceeds $1 billion.
即使按最保守的估算
，even with the most conservative estimates，
这笔投资的回报率也超过了20万倍。
This investment has yielded a return of over 200,000 times.
但真正的回报远不止于此。
But the real rewards go far beyond that.
Android 保护了 Google 的核心搜索帝国。
Android has protected Google's core search empire.
如果没有 Android, 微软
Without Android, Microsoft would not have
很可能会统治移动操作系统市场。
It is very likely to dominate the mobile operating system market.
Google 搜索将被挤出默认入口。
Google search will be replaced by a new default search engine.
今天的 Alphabet 可能只是一家普通的互联网公司。
Today, Alphabet might just be a regular internet company.
Android 阻止了运营商垄断移动互联网。
Android has prevented operators from monopolizing the mobile internet.
它打破了围墙花园。
It broke the walls of the garden.
让互联网的开放精神
Embrace the open spirit of the internet
延续到了移动时代
Extended to the mobile era
Android 重塑了整个科技产业的格局
Android has reshaped the entire tech industry
它让三星
It allows Samsung
小米
Xiaomi
华为等亚洲厂商有机会在智能手机时代崛起
Huawei and other Asian manufacturers have the opportunity to rise in the smartphone era.
也让无数开发者有了施展才华的舞台。
It also provides the stage for countless developers to showcase their talents.
今天，当我们拿起任何一部 Android 手机时
，When we pick up any Android phone today,
我们都在使用那个2005年差点破产的八人团队写的代码。
We are all using the code written by that 8-person team that almost went bankrupt in 2005.
而 Google 用$50,000,000买下的不仅仅是一个操作系统。
And the Google's acquisition of Android is not just an operating system, but also a mobile platform.
更是移动互联网时代继续做 Google 的资格。
This is the qualification to continue doing Google in the era of mobile internet.
回头看
Looking back,
这场并购的本质从来不是 Google 买了一个手机系统。
The essence of this acquisition has never been Google buying a mobile operating system.
而是 Google 用$50,000,000买了一张不会被移动时代踢出牌桌的保险单。
Instead, Google bought a $50 million stake in the insurance company Ping, and which is unlikely to be left behind by the times.
三星看到的是八个穷酸的工程师。
The engineers saw 8 mobile phones.
谷歌看到的是移动互联网入口的一张期权。
Google sees a stock option for the mobile internet entrance.
普通买家看资产现在值多少钱
？What is the current value of the assets for regular buyer？
战略买家看这个资产能不能改变未来十年的权力结构
？Here's the asset that could change the power structure in the next 10 years, according to strategic buyers。
这就是商业史上最伟大的一次捡漏。
This is the most ingenious and simple business deal in history。
也是最深刻的一堂。
Also, the most profound lesson.
战略课在范式转移的黎明。
Strategic courses are at the dawn of paradigm shifts.
最致命的武器不是更庞大的队伍。
The deadliest weapon is not a larger army.
而是用极小的资本去收购自己未来最大的那份免于恐惧的自由。
Instead, use a small amount of capital to acquire the greatest freedom possible, free from fear.